How does a pandemic end? The 1918 flu offers a hint. More than 6 months after the World Health Organization declared COVID-19 a pandemic, one question remains decidedly unanswered. How will it come to an end? It seems safe to say that someday, somehow, it will end. After all, other viral pandemics have. Take, for example, the flu pandemic of 1918 to 1919. That earlier pandemic was the deadliest in the 20th century. It infected about 500 million people and killed at least 50 million, including 675,000 in the U.S. And while science has advanced significantly since then, the uncertainty felt around the world today would have been familiar a century ago. In fact, even after the virus died out, it would be years before scientists better understood what had happened, and some mystery still remain. Here's what we do know. In order for a pandemic to end, the disease in question has to reach a point at which it is unable to successfully find enough hosts to catch it and then spread it. In the case of that pandemic, though it's famous for sweeping the world in 1918 and 1919, cases spiked again in early 1920. As with other flu strains, it may have become more active in the winter because people were spending more time indoors in closer proximity to one another, and because viruses can enter cracks in skin dried out by artificial heat and fires, according to Howard Markle, physician and director of the Center for the History of Medicine at the University of Michigan. It wasn't until the middle of 1920 that the pandemic was finally over in many places, though there was no official declaration that the coast was clear.